Good morning. It is Wednesday, January 25th. It is 7 minutes after nine, and you're listening to Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC. Well, good morning, Rob Kendall. Are you in jammies?
That's none of your business, Casey.
Okay.
Here's what I did.
What'd you do?
Some people may say I wimped out. Because I worked from home today, and I woke up this morning, and I went outside, and it was hard to see because it was night, and then I put all that effort yesterday into setting up my remote kit here at home. I thought I've already done the effort, and so about an hour and a half ago, I was feeling, man, I kind of wimped out on Casey and Kevin. Then I realized it's supposed to snow like this until like 2 p.m., so I figured I actually probably saved myself from a grisly, untimely demise, which means I won big for the people of Central Indiana.
Well, if you're following along on YouTube right now, which you can do, just type in Kendall and Casey into the YouTube search bar, and you can see that the camera that is normally shooting Rob's beautiful face is now directed to the circle, and we're watching the snow come down on the monument, okay? While you were setting up last night your at-home kit, I did a search of my home, and guess what? I did not find any documents. I did find a $10 bill in the pocket of a winter coat. I'm going to call that a win, but I'm going to wait a week or two before I notify Congress. I don't think they're that concerned about it. However, Mike Pence did inform Congress on Tuesday that he discovered documents bearing classified markings from his time as VP in Carmel. He found those at his house on January 16th, and Pence's team conducted searches of his home and the office of his political advocacy group, Advancing American Freedom. Now, according to his team, he informed the National Archives on January 18th that a small box of potential classified documents were found in two small boxes. They were still taped up. They were not unpacked. Another two boxes contained copies of vice presidential papers, and then the National Archives then informed the FBI.
Okay, Casey, now you know how much I just absolutely revere Mike Pence, and I think he's just a super upstanding guy, and I'm not going to mention anything about the Keel Brothers Oil Company, that, you know, how much they screwed the taxpayers of the state of Indiana, or how Keel Brothers left a local bank holding the bag on millions of dollars of unpaid loans. I'm not going to mention any of that. People can do their own research on Keel Brothers Oil Company and Mike Pence's involvement in that. What I am going to say is, if you have the audacity to go on national television and do a high and mighty, holier than everyone else interview, because let's face it, in November, Mike Pence went on ABC at a time where he was beginning to ponder, his book had just come out, etc., ponder a run for president, and he has, as he has since leaving the White House as vice president, has never been one to not take shots at Donald Trump. And this is when, you know, obviously the Trump documents have been discovered. And I think we have the audio here, Casey, of him being asked directly by ABC News whether he might have any documents. Let's take a listen to that.
You take any classified documents with you from the White House?
I did not.
Do you see any reason for anyone to take classified documents with them leaving the White House?
Well, there'd be no reason to have classified documents, particularly if they were in an unprotected area.
Okay, Casey, so I don't have any unclassified documents, and there would be no reason to have the documents. Mike Pence has the documents. So here is the offer, and I made this at Rob M. Kendall on Twitter offer yesterday. If Mike Pence is willing to apologize for the Keel Brothers Oil Company fiasco, a public apology for the first time ever for all the money that it cost taxpayers for screwing over that local bank, if he's willing to apologize for the Keel Brothers Oil fiasco, I'm willing to let this one go. That seems very fair. What say you?
Seems like a good trade. Do you think that he went, oh crap, we better look, and he had Karen rummaging through all of his things? What's in the basement? We better look.
Well, but again, Casey, the thing of it, it's not the documents themselves, because we have talked about this, whether it was Biden or Trump or now Pence. It is not the documents themselves, because, again, when you are vice president or president of the United States, of course, as you're moving probably hundreds, if not thousands of boxes, maybe there's something in there. It's the holier than thou attitude that people like Joe Biden and Mike Pence took. And when you go on national television and you assert to someone, well, of course I don't have them, and well, there'd be absolutely no reason for that to happen, then you should be in big trouble if you have taken the better than everyone else approach.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? Mike Pence used to sit right there in that chair, and I was going to have you look under it today to see if there were any documents. But since you're not there, when we're in our commercial break, I'm going to scout your area just to make sure that we're clear, that we don't see anything. But Donald Trump had a few things to say about this. But before we get to what Trump said, which I can't tell if he was joking or being serious, let's listen to Karine Jean-Pierre. She was asked about it, and here's what she had to say.
And look, I'm not going to comment on any ongoing criminal investigation or any investigation. As you all know, the Department of Justice is independent, and we will not politically interfere. We've been very, very clear about that under this president. The president's been very clear since his campaign promises, and so I'm just going to refer you to the Department of Justice.
Okay, so did the White House press secretary just say Pence was under a criminal investigation? She said, I'm not going to comment on a criminal investigation.
So that's really interesting, right? And again, the thing, whether it is Biden or it is Pence, before we get to Trump here, the thing, whether it is either one of those two people, apologies aren't going to cut it, because you were the ones who went out there and made the proactive statement, right? Like if Mike Pence had said nothing and said, oh my gosh, I found these documents and I turned them right in. Okay. He would get the same grace that I said Trump should be getting, or Biden should be getting before Biden opened his mouth, because this stuff happens. But when you make the definitive, assertive statement, and he had that traditional, just condescending Mike Pence look on his face as he made the statement, well, of course, there wouldn't be any reason for that to happen, then I don't think an apology is going to cut it, because you were so adamant that you wouldn't do that and that there was no reason for it to happen. And we all know why he said it. He said it because he wants to be president of the United States. He's going to have to get through Donald Trump. He's trying to ding Donald Trump. And, Mike Pence always tries to go at people but come off like he's not coming at people. And that's what this was. So for me, an apology is not going to cut it, because you were so adamant about it.
Okay, so Trump said, Mike Pence is an innocent man. He never did anything knowing dishonest in his life. Leave him alone. Or he said, Mike Pence is an innocent man. He never did anything dishonest in his life. Leave him alone. It really depends on which way you want to take that. I can't tell, is Trump being serious or not?
Well, that's the problem with social media, right? And that's also the problem with Trump, is you don't know. I would hope it is the latter, because if Mike Pence runs for president, maybe we'll spend some time talking about all sorts of, well, less than honest things he might have done as governor. Those will be some great stories. We'll hold those off until Mike makes up his mind. But I would hope if that was Trump being, that was just Trump being facetious, because that's ridiculous if he's defending Mike Pence.
Yeah, and why is Mike Pence coming to the rescue of Joe Biden, it seems like? He didn't have to come out other than to say, oh, man, I better look and make sure. But at this point, doesn't it seem like, well, you know, I've got some, too. I've got some, too. I mean, do we have to call up Al Gore now? Do we have to go down to Arizona and find Dan Quayle? Like, do we have to go through everybody's house now at this point?
Every single one of these people has classified documents, because, again, it is not because there was probably no. Now, in the case of Biden, who knows? I mean, the fact that they're like in his garage and stuff, that's different than being in an office or being in a university or something of that nature. They were in his garage, Casey. But the reality is all these people probably have them, because as you're moving all those things, and if you don't look at them for 15, 20, 30 years, whatever, in the case of someone like Dan Quayle, of course, that's likely to happen. But it is the condemnation of Donald Trump that puts all these people in the crosshairs.